Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk about Captains of Bone. Let me just read this here. The Minister for Justice, or should I say, Minister for Children, Captain Sapone, was informed about serious concerns regarding hide-and-seek childcare more than a year ago. This is the one, of course, that was featured in the primetime programme. And Captain said she was told at the time that the centre was registered with Tusla, but the creche in North County Dublin continued to be unregistered for another 7 months. In August 2018, Finance Minister and Dublin Central TD Pascal Donoghue forwarded a copy of a complaint he had received from a constituent to Captain Sapone. And the constituent was a parent of a child who attended the hide-and-seek facility in Glasnevin. They raised concerns about the facility, including how it wasn't registered with Tusla. They also described the centre as absolutely disorganised, and that was the quote they used to Tusla, and raised fears about the turnover of staff. In March of this year, Minister Sapone wrote to the Minister Donoghue to confirm the centre was registered with Tusla in March, 14 months after it actually began operating. Now, the Fianna Fáil spokesperson for children, Anne Rabbit, obtained the documents under the Freedom of Information Act. And so for 14 months, this facility was allowed to provide care to children and pretend to parents that it was properly registered, regulated service when it was in fact operating in the absence of any permission, according to Deputy Rabbit. And she said, I find it deeply disturbing to think that identification of childcare facilities breaching regulations is being left to concerned citizens rather than the minister and the department. Now, Catherine Sapone has acknowledged that the creche was not registered with Tusla, but said it would be inappropriate for her to interfere in the agency's ongoing investigations, because as we know, there is an investigation ongoing. But joining me in the line is the Fianna Fáil spokesperson for children, Anne Rabbit. Good afternoon to you, Anne.
Thank you, Niall, for having me.
Anne, this is quite a disturbing piece of information, really, that she knew at the time that it wasn't registered. It was continued to allow to operate unregistered, even with parents raising concerns about it.
It is very disturbing, Niall, and I think my language is fairly fair when I say that they were pretending to the parents that it was properly registered, and all the while it was in fact operating in the absence of any permission, and no parent knew this the case. And they were dropping off their most precious every single morning, paying a high fee for that service. And all the while,
we all see the service that was being provided, of course, on prime time.
Well, no, but see, that's not the service you as a parent would see from the outset when you drop your child to a door. Like, people who would be listening in have to understand, they don't walk through the service or anything else. They walk in a hallway and you stand at the door and you hand over your most precious. We've seen from the undercover operation what sort of a service was being provided. But we all know from listening to the day that they came before us at the Oireachtas, Tusla, we all hear about how any service can put on the best show, and if they're down in numbers, particularly if they're a chain, they can ring in and get others in from another service. So we know how you can disguise it, but the day-to-day operations is what we witnessed on the undercover operation, which was shocking from the prime-time investigations, man.
And in relation to Minister Sapone, have you spoken to her about this? Have you spoken to her about her knowledge of this? Because obviously under Freedom of Information, you got this, what I would class, as you would say, deep, disturbing information. I mean, and what has her reaction been, apart from the fact that she said, you know, there's an ongoing investigation and I can't really talk about it?
Well, to be quite honest with you, the minister did her interview in the morning after in Morning Ireland, where herself led me to believe she was shocked and horrified by the revelations on the primetime show. Absolutely. But I haven't spoken to her for a since, because I took her at face value. She knew nothing whatsoever about it. It was just that perhaps I might have got an inkling that there might have been information passing over and back. And the inkling was because Maureen O'Sullivan had put down a parliamentary question on it the previous year, and it was from there I started my troll, because when Maureen put down that question, she put it down in the knowledge, or some constituent would have come to her and said, by the way, and it was from there I asked those questions.
I mean, because Pascal Donoghue sent her a letter in 2018, copy of the complaint that was received, so she was aware that there was a problem.
She was aware, because...
But as you said on the interview after, the morning after the show, she kind of acted like she kind of didn't know very much about it.
Yes, absolutely. And she was very empathetic to the whole situation and showed huge concern for the little boy in question. But all the while, what was passed over to her on the 1st of August, the detailed complaint identified ratios 1 to 15, is what I have found out. It also cited that the question was not registered a high turnover staff, and the policy on behaviour management within the service. So that's
could we be, I mean, in her defence, I suppose, could we be overanalyzing the situation that she probably receives a lot on her desk every morning in relation to complaints about different things in childcare in different quarters around the country? And maybe this is an oversight on her behalf that she didn't realize that the two were connected. Could that be an oversight?
Possibly. Look, I can't speak for the minister as to how this was let go for a further 7 months. Unregistered.
Does seem like a long time, doesn't it? For somewhere to be unregistered and running a childcare service, as you rightly pointed out, our most vulnerable
society. If I was to talk to the minister in the morning, that would be the one question I'd ask her. Is can she account for the long delay in bringing a service into line, particularly after the 7 months from when Minister Donoghue brought to her attention from a constituent of his? It just seems unbelievable. Like, we have to be very fair to childcare providers out there as well, Niall, that are listening in. And to parents, like, we have 4,500 childcare facilities in this country. And to be quite honest with you, from the interview that took place at the Children's or Office Committee, it only appears out of that there's 37 of them at this. This is what they've told us at the Oireachtas Children's Committee, that there was 37 of them at a critical list. And this service we're talking about would have fallen in within the realms of it.
I mean, if I look back, I mean, this almost sounds like a repeat of the situation with Frances Fitzgerald, you know, in relation to Maurice McCabe, when she was told or she had received information in relation to the Maurice McCabe investigation, but denied she had received that information or was aware of that information, although it had been sent to her. I'm not saying it's exactly the same situation, same scenario, but certainly it is something that some people would have considered an oversight, but certainly in the Oireachtas it wasn't considered an oversight, so much so that she had to step down. I mean, should Catherine Zappone resign? If it is a case that she knew that there was complaints about this place, she knew it was unregistered, and then went on the television the following morning after the investigation, kind of, I'm not saying she wasn't empathetic towards the parents who left their young children there, but certainly suggesting that, oh gosh, this is awful, I didn't know anything about it.
Well, to be fair, if you can see from all the correspondence that I got under the Freedom of Information, you will see that it was handed straight to Tusla to investigate it and to see what was ongoing with it.
But did she not follow it up?
Obviously not. But there was a follow-up, I think, in the following February, because the Minister Donoghue must have made contact again with Minister Zappone, because she responded to him on the 8th of March, saying that the service had been registered on the 1st of March.
So she was aware of the service. Clearly she was aware of the service. She was aware of the complaint. And yet she seemed not aware of it after the primetime programme. Well, certainly was aware of, obviously, after primetime, what was going on, but didn't seem aware that she had received, you know, previous complaints.
She didn't declare that.
So the point is, you know, I mean, if she's not doing her job, so if that is the case, or unless we're overanalyzing the situation, and I don't think that you are, Anne, I don't think you're overanalyzing it. I think it's fair to call her out on it. But I mean, if it is a case that she knew about it, if it is a case she knew it wasn't registered, if it is a case that she knew from Pascal O'Donoghue's complaint that this place was being run inappropriately, certainly, or as they said, quote, absolutely disorganized, surely, you know, she's not doing her job and should resign.
Well, surely the minister should come before the Children's Committee and follow up in relation to the 37 questions that Tusla left us hanging on. By the last time when we finished up, it was the last thing that was discussed in the last 5 minutes, that there were 37 questions. Critical, I think it's important for the minister to come and explain time delays. For the simple reason being, Niall, and people mightn't be aware of this, under the legislation that was very welcome in 2016, it stated that if a question was unregistered, okay, after a serious breaches, that a 21-day notice would be served on those services. It's now quite clear that 21 days equals 14 months.
Mm-hmm.
And
fair play to you, by the way, for getting this under Freedom of Information. And I'm sure many people will be delighted to hear that you are doing your job as a spokesperson for children. But it seems that she's, if indeed this is true, and if indeed she hasn't commented yet, and obviously in fairness to her, she has her right to reply in relation to it. But if it is true that she received a complaint from Pascal Donoghue, she sent that complaint on to Tusla, she was aware it wasn't registered, but yet after the incident had happened, and we all visually watched what was going on, she seemed not aware of it. It does seem like it's either an oversight on her behalf or she just didn't want to say that she'd already been aware of it. So if that was the case and she wasn't aware of it, surely she should resign.
Well, I keep saying to you that I would like to hear the minister's reply. I'd like her to come before the Children's or Office Committee, and I would like clarity on the other 37 questions.
Well, if she clarifies, Anne, that she did know about it and she did know it was unregistered and she was aware of the complaints about it, but continued to allow this particular premises to be open, She's not doing
I'd
her
like
job.
To hear her. I would like to hear the communications, because all we see is one side of it at the moment, is the paper trail that's going over and back. I would like to hear her links with Tuusula through the whole 7 months, because I would like to believe that at the same time that that minister had complete involvement with it, even though she didn't declare it the morning after, she was very clearly aware that that crash was unregistered.
All right, well, listen, thank you, well done, and thank you very much indeed. Fianna Fáil spokesperson for children and Rabbit. I appreciate you coming on the air today. All right, loads and loads of texts already in relation to that. And what a disgrace that people were aware that this place was being run badly, but yet it was left open. Well, that seems to be the way it is. Now, maybe Minister Zappone will come back and say that she wasn't aware, or maybe, I can only suggest that maybe, you know, as a TD or as a minister, that you would have a lot coming through your desk on a daily basis and you may not remember something in particular, but certainly because it featured in the primetime programme and because she was on the radio the next morning talking about it, you would imagine she would have maybe had a quick look back and see, did it ever crop up before? I mean, the very fact that Pascal O'Donoghue had sent her a copy of a complaint he received from his constituent about that particular creche, and that she had passed that on to Tuusula, you'd imagine she would have some knowledge of it, wouldn't you? I mean, it doesn't seem like an oversight, but look, should we give her the benefit of the doubt? Maybe it was.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.